What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We're back here on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, going to the CAA, Drexel Dragons, to our guy, Zach Spiker, back on the show with his coach, Spiker. Good to see you, man. How are you things going up there for you guys up in Philly, man?
We're doing great, JR. It's great to be on your show again. It's been a minute since we've been on here, but excited to be back and talking to you and talking basketball.
No doubt, man. I want to ask you about your background, Coach Spiker. Gratitude, respect, compete. Tell us about that. Being in your background, what does that mean to your team and your program, man?
Yeah, these are the three pillars to our program. Appreciate the opportunity you have. Another way to say gratitude, respect the process to be great and respect your teammates in the locker room. And then every day compete. Just want to be at your best. Doesn't matter if you're in study hall, doesn't matter if you're in class, doesn't matter if you're in the weight room, individual workout, or watching film. We're trying to appreciate the opportunity we have, respect the process to have success and be great and do something special. And then be at our best. And if you can have and kind of live by those three things, we feel pretty confidently that you can be very successful on the floor and off the floor.
And Coach Spiker, man, for you, man, you've been here going into your eighth year, man, at Drexel. For you, man, has it to feel like it's been that long already, man? You've been enjoying this ride. You've been on here at Drexel, man, especially the university you all have in Philadelphia, man.
Yeah, I think certain times of the year, it can feel like we've been here 8 weeks instead of 8 years. You're so new and got so much energy and excitement for what Drexel University represents and stands for. Certainly an urban campus, there's energy all the time on our campus. And I think our guys see that and feel that. So it doesn't feel like 8 years at all. Every day is a great opportunity to come into work here in the city of Philadelphia and hopefully give our guys a world-class education that Drexel offers and also a great experience on the basketball court.
100%. And, you know, Drexel's always been renowned for historically doing great things in the community of Philadelphia, great education. Talk about especially in Philadelphia, all the schools up there in Philly, the Big Five there, and how you all work together. You compete against each other, of course, but how the community of colleges of Philadelphia is, how you all are one big family.
Yeah, it's definitely a collaborative effort with the six schools here in Philadelphia, six Division I schools. They're all right around the corner, very close by. As a matter of fact, the University of Pennsylvania, coached by Steve Donahue, is two blocks away. So Steve Donahue hired me as an assistant coach at Cornell University many years ago. And for us to be two blocks away, he's working at the school where he started, who was hired by Fran Dunphy. Fran Dunphy is now the head coach at LaSalle, once was at Temple, also at Penn. So there's a lot of things that are tied in. When I was a head coach at Army at West Point, Billy Lang was the head coach at Navy. Billy's now the head coach at St. Joe. So there's a lot of common threads there in Philadelphia basketball, and it does make it something that when we're not playing against each other, we're cheering like crazy for the other one to have success.
No doubt. And let me ask you, Zach, building off of 17 wins last year, again this year, 14 so far, this offseason, man, how'd you approach it with your guys to say, let's be better than we were last year? Let's take every workout, everything the right way to get 1% better each day so we can maybe get to the big dance again and can compete in that once more and give Drexel that shine again and be on one shining moment when that record comes out on CBS.
Yeah, that's everybody's goal, JR, to be on that video right there, because that means if you're on that video, you're in the tournament, right?
So, yes, sir.
I think that a lot of programs, and I've been guilty of this too, you can have some slogans and sayings, and we've really kind of not shied away, but just been about our work and tried to have a daily process from last spring to guys inside of 2 weeks of the season ending, throwing themselves into the weight room with our strength coach and doing a really good job having that approach throughout the summertime. So I would say the reason we're in the position we're in right now, JR, is everything to do with our players. We have three fifth-year seniors. We have two fourth-year juniors. That's a lot of veteran experience. We got a sophomore point guard who started every game as a freshman. So I think we've got a lot of guys that have been through it. And when you go through things, whether it's success, right, or frustrations or losses, it's experience. And I think we've got a lot of experience on this team right now.
And I know the non-league, well, not the record you probably want to be, you know, 7-6, but about that non-league play, how important it was to give you that foundation for the CAA play that you're in right now and to see different opponents, different styles of play as you'll confront the CAA the rest of the year.
Yeah, I don't think we ducked anybody in our non-league schedule. If you think about it, the chance to play against an Atlantic 10 team in LaSalle right away to start the season at LaSalle, playing an American Conference team in Temple, and then certainly Villanova. Those are three Philadelphia Big Five teams that we played this year. I think our strength of schedule in the CAA was top three or four non-conference. And then certainly you mix in a trip to West Virginia and playing Villanova right there. That's and certainly Princeton, who I think is a top 20 net team right now. So I think what we did or did not have in success or losses, again, it was all experiences that's prepared us for our league play. Our league is really good, as you know. We've got an Atlanta guy on our team. We had TJ Bickerstaff a number of years ago from Sandy Creek, coached by John Michael Nickerson. And then we've got Lamar Odin Jr. Out of Green Forest, coached by Rory Griffin. Just a terrific program and really have been great. Lamar has just been incredible for us as a leader and a veteran experience.
And no doubt, Coach, and also, man, about that win over Villanova, though, too, like this, kind of getting that win over those guys, man, a tough, close game, and, having the experience of winning against them. Coach Neptune does a great job over there, and giving your guys experience of winning these close games, because you and I both know when it gets to February and March, close games matter, it comes down to possessions, and having that experience now, and know how to execute when those things come again, very important when it's that key time of the year in March.
Yeah, I agree. League play is about one possession games. I think if, every game you go into in league is going to be a one or two possession game with 4 to 5, maybe 6 minutes left in the game. And then there's going to be some plays that are made that really create a little separation. That Villanova game was very much back and forth. And, we held the lead from start to finish, but it got close. It got tight. We needed to execute. We needed to rebound. And like you said, I think Kyle Neptune is a really, really good coach. Villanova has a great tradition. And for us to beat them at Wells Fargo, our first official Big Five win, I definitely think it put some wind in our players' sails. It kind of reinforced and validated what we've been talking about. And then I think the other thing too, it also did, JR, was it kind of light a fire with our fan base and our institution, everyone to be excited about what our basketball team is capable of doing. So it's been a great story so far. As we know, though, and we tell our guys, success is owned by nobody, right? And you got to wake up every day and you got to pay the rent. It is rented. It is never owned. It doesn't matter what level we're talking about. I know you're traveling with the Hawks right now. Success is rented. And we preach that concept and we tell our guys to learn from our past experiences and put ourselves in situations to have success in the future. But you got to pay the rent every day.
You got that right. And you know what, Coach Spock, you said something so important. Because I tell people all the time, if I don't study film, statistics, look at different analytics, I can't be good at my job. I got to give the listeners a key into what's going on with NBA, Hawks basketball. If I don't study, put in the work, I can't be good on the air. I can't be prepared to talk to you today if I didn't study and look at what you all are doing to talk to you with some sense today. So even in my role as radio, you got to play it, you got to pay it rent every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more with that statement.
And Coach, man, tell me about Justin Moore, man. I like his game. I think he's really a good key card for you guys. Tell me about him. What's he meant to your program on and off the floor, man?
I like his game, too. you know, Justin is that guy we were talking about. He was a freshman point guard that started throughout the year. The only games he missed was when he wasn't healthy and injured. And then he had surgery in April. Really was on the shelf physically until about Labor Day. So I think when you're gone that long, it takes you some time to really get back in your rhythm. I think he's just now getting into the best, healthiest version that we've seen here at Drexel. But his skill set, he has the ability to create his own shot. He's got the ability to get by his defender and create for his teammates. And then every point guard's got to have a little bit of a voice in leadership. And I think for younger guys, sometimes that can be a challenge. Justin is very confident in himself, which I love. And that confidence he is kind of making contagious and believing in our guys and what they can do. So I love it. I don't tell him to back down from it. I tell him to lead our group and be the best voice he can and make plays. And, you know, even yesterday we had a tough little practice on stretch. We weren't scoring any shots. And I said, what do you think? He said, well, we're getting great looks. Just not going down. They'll go down. And he just stays confident with our guys. And so, you know, when I had a chance to coach at Army, JR, I had the fortune to be in touch with a former Army head coach and Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski at Duke. And he would talk about you want to have force multipliers around you, people on the floor that make other people around them better. And we've taken that as a serious factor in our recruiting strategy. Justin Moore, without question, makes players and people around him better. He's got that energy on the floor, and we love to see that. So we're thankful he's with us.
And what I'm seeing, Coach Spiker, this man, you all are very connected with each other. I watched that. I watched teams see how connected they are. But I feel like when teams connected, they will be together through thick and thin, whether it be giving each other uplift after a mistake or miss assignment, still uplift, not souring on each other. So what about the connectivity of your team and how important it is for you all to be clearly connected at all times?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, we'll have film sessions, JR, and we will stop film and we will show one team's huddled, maybe one team isn't as tight and connected. We do that a lot, but I think this year we're really focusing on that it's our team that is the one that's huddled up and tight and connected. Whether we're just getting a play call, whether we're encouraging each other, whether we're keeping one guy from getting too crazy on a bad call with an official, doesn't matter what it is, we do see that connection with our group. And I think that comes with time. When you force it, it's not genuine. I think there's a genuine connection with our guys. They love being around each other. We had a practice end the other day at about 5:45 or so, and this is almost 7 o'clock. We got three guys still up on the floor getting shots up. There are a lot of times we've got 11 or 12 guys at the end of practice that are grabbing a coach and working on their game. But I think they just love the game and they love to be around each other. And I think as a staff, that's very validating and reinforcing that we've got the right guys representing Drexel University in our program.
And Coach Spiker, talk about this. Talk about the glass and the rebound in basketball, how important it is to get that rebound and end the possession defensively, because you can defend great for 29 seconds. If you don't get that rebound, you got to do it again for 20 more. How demoralizing that can be. It's about how important it is for your guys to get the rebound, throw that glass, get out of transition, and offensively, crash the glass as well and get extra possessions, keep the situation going so you can get more points on that end of the floor as well.
Yeah, rebounding is critical to any team's success. You got to limit the opportunities for the other team, and then you got to find a way to create more for yourself. I think right now at this point in the year, our margin is plus 10, which is a pretty big rebounding margin. We've done a good job getting balls out of our area on the defensive end and keeping possessions alive, whether it's a tap back, right, or a quick kick out for an in-rhythm three. So we talk about it. We work on it. And I think it's something that it's one of the identity pieces for our program is dominating the glass, which we've done this year.
No doubt. It's so important to win the championships. I know Pat Riley always said, talks about rebounding winning championships. He's so right about that because, it's going to be a missed shot, a made shot, a turnover. And it allows me a missed shot. So you want to get that rebound and get it and get out and get down the court, try to make something happen on your end for sure.
I agree.
And Coach, let's get some, man, also for you, man, the CAA, man, is getting stronger every year, man. We talk, man, new members are getting stronger. Talk about the new CAA with the new additions coming in there, man. How it's tough from top to bottom since you've gotten into the league, man.
Yeah, the league has changed a great deal in my 8 years here at Drexel, right? Drexel has been one of the constants in the league with a couple others. But, you know, in recent years, we've lost – James Madison, which is now a top 25 team in the Sun Belt. We've lost or are losing Delaware to Conference USA. But at the same time, we've added teams. We've added five new teams over the next couple, in the last couple years. We've added Monmouth out of the Jersey Shore, which is a really well-coached team by King Rice. We've added Stony Brook out of Long Island. And then we've gone down into the Carolinas and Virginia area. We've added Hampton, North Carolina A&T, and Campbell. And we've had some dogfights. We've not had success at Hampton. We lost at A&T last year. We haven't played Campbell yet, but we did get a win at A&T this year. They'll be coming to our building this weekend. I think they're tied. They're 4-2 in our league right now. So strong, strong additions, talented basketball programs and coaches. And I think the CAA, you just can't have a – you know, people say you can't have, there's no off nights in the CAA. I would challenge you. There's no off halves. If you don't come ready to play for 20 minutes, you're in trouble, right? And just too much talent, too good high-level coaching, you're going to really have trouble coming back on teams in our league. And our new additions of Campbell, Hampton, Monmouth, and Stony Brook, and A&T are certainly no exception to that.
And last one for you. I know you got a big game tomorrow against Townsend. But tell me about seeing from Coach Scary's team on film there, Coach Spiker.
Coach Scary and I have known each other. We've both been in the league for a similar amount of time. He's got that thick Boston, New England accent. I know tomorrow when I see him, he's going to say, "What's up, brother?" Right? But anytime you play Townsend, you can expect to have a battle on the boards. That'll be two teams really scrapping and fighting for rebounds on both the defensive and offensive end. I think they're number two or three in the nation in offensive rebound percentage. So both teams right now are shooting the ball pretty well, but I would imagine clean looks and healthy offensive possessions will be at a premium tomorrow when we go 2,000 and play at their place. They're a well-coached team. They've been a physical team over time, and you know, looking forward to a great opportunity for us to play.
Every time I see Coach Scary doing the live period, man, in July, he always busts my chops about the Falcons and the Patriots, man. Like, come on, let it go, Coach. Let it go. He busts my chops every time about that.
You might now have the upper hand, though, right?
If we get Belichick, yeah, well, I might. Yes, I might.
There you go. Make sure you're finding him this summer and talking to him about it.
Yeah, hey, Coach. As I said, come on, Coach. Every year, man, you bust me for year about this, man. But I love the guy.
Next time you see him, just tell him the Falcons and Patriots had the same number of playoff wins this year and last year, probably.
I sure will. Hey, Coach Spiker, man, a good chat with you, my brother. I hope to talk to you again in March. I'll be going to the big dance, man. We had that good chat in March, man. That's my hope and my prayer for you, man. And stay healthy with your team, man. And do all the best to you. I always enjoy our chats, man.
JR, it's an honor to be on your show. Always love being a part of it. And thank you so much. And I'd love nothing more to meet you right here at this same spot, this same location in March, and talking about our team.
Same here, buddy. Hey, you have a good one. Be safe on that road, man.
Sounds good. We'll see you. Take care.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.